Blog Talk Radio.
Power.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Glory, glory to the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Brewer-Boyu from I Am, that I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We welcome each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, hallelujah, we acknowledge your presence in our midst this morning. We acknowledge your presence in our lives. You, Holy Spirit, for in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. Father, we bless your name. We praise you. We worship you. Spirit of the living God, take preeminence in this service. Take preeminence in our lives in the name of Jesus. We surrender completely and totally to you. Have your way, have your way, have your way in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. We bless your name. We adore you. Hallelujah, we magnify you. Lord, we bless you, we praise you. Holy Spirit, thank you for your presence. Holy Spirit, lead us, guide us, teach us into all truth. Have your way, Spirit of the living God. We pray for a refreshing in the name of Jesus. Refresh us, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We thank you for our refreshing in the name of Jesus. Father, we come boldly to thy throne of grace and we ask you for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And Almighty God, we cry out to you this morning for mercy, 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 O God, in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus, O God. We soak our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Service in the blood of Jesus. We soak this radio block talk in the blood of Jesus. We soak the airways, O cyberspace, the networks in the blood of Jesus. Father God, let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Thank you for the blood. We soak our homes in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father, we put on the armor, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on our spouses, our children, our grandkids, our siblings, our nieces and nephews, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We ask you, Almighty God, to be a shield around us, O God. Shield us with your favor in the name of Jesus, according to Psalm 5, verse 12. Shield us, O God. Let your favor shield us, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father God, you are the glory, and you are the lifter of our heads, O God. In the name of Jesus, you are our all in all. We have no one to go to but you, O God. And so, Abba Father, we come to you, O God, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, O God. Father, we surrender everything in our lives to you. Forgive us of the things that we've done that are not pleasing to you. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, forgive us for doing things our way, oh God, and not your way. Forgive us, cleanse us, oh God, from all unrighteousness. Forgive us, forgive our children, our grandkids, oh God. Bring down your mercies every morning. Your mercies are new, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you and we bless you, O God. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. O God, hallelujah. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, O God. In the name of Jesus, help us to walk by your spirit and not by flesh, in the name of Jesus. O Father, we bless you. Hallelujah. Father God, only you can make a way where there seems to be no way. Father God, only you can release that peace when there's chaos, O God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, everything that is hindering our lives, hindering our relationship with you, Father God, uproot those things in our lives that are keeping us away from you. Father God, away, uproot it in the name of Jesus. And Lord, you get the glory. You get the honor. You get the praises. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Spirit of the living God. We bless you, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your covenant of peace. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you are the Prince of Peace. We thank you, Jesus, for releasing peace that surpasses all understanding. You said that when we keep our minds on you, you will keep us in perfect, perfect peace. Hallelujah. And so we thank you, Lord, for your perfect peace. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that we can focus on you, O God, and not be distracted. O God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. The underlying, good morning to those of you that's just joining us. I'm just going to go through something quickly, what the Word of God, by the Spirit of God, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, I surrender completely and totally to you. Let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross. All of you and none of me. Let your word come forth in the power and the anointing of your Holy Spirit. We thank you for the word this morning. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we bless you and we give you the glory. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Isaiah chapter 26. Isaiah chapter 26. I'm going to start from the first verse. In that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. I'm reading from the New King James Version. In fact, let me just go to the King James Version because it's, I like it kind of better than the, all of them are good, but I just kind of like the King James better. In the name of Jesus, just bear with me. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates that the righteous nation, which keepeth the truth, may enter. I will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him because he trusted in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. He bringeth down them that dwell on high, the lifted city, he layeth it low. He layeth it low even to the ground. He bringeth it even to the dust. It down. Even the feet of the poor. Hallelujah. And the steps of the needy. The way of the just is uprightness. Thou most upright dost weigh the path of the just. Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, we have waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name and to the remembrance of thee. With my soul have I desired in the night, yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. When thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Let favor be shown to the wicked, yet will he not learn righteousness in the land of uprightness? Will he deal unjustly and will not behold the majesty of the Lord? Lord, when thy hand is lifted up, they will not see, but they will see and be ashamed for their envy at the people. Yea, the fire of thy enemies shall devour them. Lord, thou wilt ordain peace for us, but thou also hast wrought in our work in us. O Lord our God. Hallelujah. O Lord our God. Other lords beside thee have had dominion over us, but by thee only will we make mention of thy name. They are dead. They shall not live. They are deceased. They shall not rise. Therefore hast thou visited and destroyed them and made all their memory to perish. Thou hast increased the nation, O Lord. Thou hast increased the nation. Thou art glorified. Thou hast removed it far unto the ends of the earth. Lord, in trouble have they visited thee. They pour out a prayer when thy chastening was upon them. Like a woman with a child that draweth near, the time of her delivery is in pain and cries out in her pangs, so that we have been in thy sight, O Lord. We have been with child. We have been in pain. We have, as it were, brought forth wind. We have not wrought any deliverance in the earth, neither have the inhabitants of the world fallen. Thy dead men shall live together with my, thy dead men shall live together with my dead body, shall they arise, and wake and sing, ye that dwell in dust, all the dead. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors upon thee. Hide thyself as if it were like a moment until the indignation be overpassed. For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth. For the iniquity, the earth shall also disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain. Hallelujah. And the reason the Lord wanted me, sometimes we read part of scriptures. Yes, it's good to do it, but sometimes it's good to for us to always get an understanding of what God is speaking in Isaiah chapter 26. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we're going to start with this theme. And the theme is, in that day, this song shall be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates that the righteous. Open ye the gates that the righteous nation, which keepeth the truth, may enter in. Hallelujah. Before he comes back to verse 3 and says, thou shalt keep him, that means the righteous nation will be in perfect peace, whose mind is set on thee because he trusts in the Lord. The gates are not open, but The gates of Almighty God. You cannot enter into the gates. Hallelujah. Lift up your ears, all ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting door. For the of glory is coming in. I'm Psalm 24. Who is the King of glory? The Lord God Almighty. He is the King of glory. I hear the Spirit of the Lord is speaking. We want to enter these gates, but we are not walking in his truth. We are walking in lies. We have compromised ourselves to with the world. The world now do not look at us as they're supposed to look at us in a different way. But everything, there's so much mixture. Mixture of lies and truth. Hallelujah. And things are not. So what? We're walking in partial truth. And we're not walking in the whole truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Jesus said, I am the way and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Hallelujah. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life. There is no lie in the kingdom of Almighty God. Everything about God is the truth, and is holy and is righteous. Hallelujah. There's no compromising when it comes to the things of God. We cannot have one foot in and one foot out. Hallelujah. releasing is messing up the lives of the sheep because the shepherd has let the world into that, go into the world and preach, but the world has come into the shepherd, under shepherd. The world has come into the pastor. So now the pastor has compromised the truth. The world has come in, hallelujah, into the apostle. And so now the compromising. And we have a thing that God knows, no one's perfect. We make excuses to justify the wrong that we are doing. When someone tries to correct us, we know how to cut the scriptures and make excuses and make sure those scriptures suit us, because we are doing what we want to do when we want to do it and how we want to do it. We're not doing it God's way, but we're doing it man's way. And then we use the scripture to justify our actions. Hallelujah. We are perfected in Christ Jesus. Our peace perfected in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. The world cannot look at us for solutions. As a matter of fact, the world, we are drinking from the water of the world and not from the living water. The water of the world is deceit, lies, pride, haughtiness, envy. Every maliciousness is from the world. And so the world has come into us. Hallelujah. The world has come into us. And when the world has, we have tasted the fruits of the world. We taste the fruit of the world, and we taste the fruit of holiness. What is it? The tree of the knowledge of good and evil. This is why what is happening now. We are eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. When we want, it depends on what we're doing at that particular time or where we are at that particular time. So we eat from the tree of good at Garden of Eden. What is the tree of lies and the tree of truth? So what are you getting? If you mix truth and lie, there's a mixture. And with that mixture, the gates cannot be open for us. And with that mixture, our minds are not in perfect peace. Hallelujah. Because we compromise the word of God. But what I love about the Lord, he loves us. Hallelujah. And he gives us so many chances, whether it's first or second, third, fourth, as long as we have life, we have hope. The people have gone astray because they're under shepherd. The pastors have brought mixture. Hallelujah. Congregation, look up to the pastor or the sheep look up to the pastor. Many of us, including myself, the things we've done, what we're doing, mommy did this and daddy did this. Well, it doesn't make a difference. If mommy and daddy did something and it's wrong. And we know that it's wrong. And so why should we continue doing what our parents or great-grandparents or grandparents did when we know it is wrong? And so when the judgment of God comes, we'll say, oh, Lord, because mommy did it and daddy did it. No, 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 no. You're eating from the tree of what? Good and evil. And this is what the church is pouring out, mixture that is contaminating. Hallelujah. Sometimes people want, oh, I need to talk to that pastor. I need to talk to that leader and everything. And when they see you in an uncompromised position, they're not going to talk to you. They say, she needs help or he needs help. I can't even talk to him because, look, people, hallelujah. So what are we? Are we examples of Christ? Hallelujah. But thank God for mercy. Thank God for forgiveness. I don't know about you, when I preach and speak these words, I always start from me, the man in the mirror, looking at myself and asking the Holy Spirit to review all the things in my life, good or bad, bad habits, the things that is not pleasing to him. Because you cannot preach a word when you yourself not doing the right thing. Every time the word is preached, God starts from the pastor or the leader. It's time for the church. It's time for nations. It's time for the under shepherd. It's time for the apostles, the bishops, the pastors, the teachers, the leaders to look in the mirror. Is that mirror that I'm looking in, is it reflecting Christ in me, the hope of glory? What is there? What is that reflection? Is that a reflection of Almighty God? What is reflecting in the mirror as I look at myself? Am I looking at the tree of good and evil? What is reflecting? What I see in the mirror is exactly what others see. So God is calling us into repentance. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to the throne of grace this morning. And Lord, first of all, we thank you for the revelation. Thank you, Lord, that you love us so much that, Lord, it is not your desire for us to go to hell, but it's your desire for us to be with you in paradise. It is your desire for us to completely put our trust in you. Hallelujah. It is your desire for us to have a deep, intimate relationship with you because we're falling in love with you. It is your desire for us to be an example that others may see the glory of God in our lives and come to know you as the Lord and personal Savior. Lord, uproot all things in our lives that has contaminated our souls. Uproot those things, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We cry out for mercy. We surrender to you, oh God. Uproot them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Burn everything in us that is not of you, oh God. Take it out of us, oh God. We surrender. We surrender to you, Jesus. Have your way in our lives. Jesus, take preeminence, oh God. We cry out to you this day, oh Father, for mercy, mercy, mercy for our children, mercy for ourselves, mercy, oh God, for our congregants, mercy for ourselves, mercy, 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 oh God. No wonder we're in chaos. No wonder we don't have that peace that's the best of all, because we have allowed the mixture of the world to come in us. And so we cry out for mercy. Purge us, O God. Purge us, O God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we ask you to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Give us a heart of flesh. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, put your spirit within us. Lord, let us walk by your spirit. Empower us. Strengthen us to do what is right. Lord, you said that you always find a way of escape when we are entering into temptation. Father, we pray that we see the way of escape and take that way, oh God, and don't be blinded. So, Father, we pray that on this day, let it be a day of new beginnings in our lives. You are the glory and you're a lifter of our heads. Father, we thank you and we bless your name. Everything that we say, everything that we do, Lord, let it be bring glory and honor to the name of Yeshua Mashiach. And if we fall, Lord, pick us up, oh God, and we repent, oh God, that we can come back into your saving grace. We thank you and we bless you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And Lord, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil, for thine is thy kingdom. Hallelujah. Thy power and thy glory forever and ever in Jesus' name. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I hear the Spirit of the Lord, hallelujah, before we even go. Hallelujah. Ask if you've been to the doctor and there's some test results that came back in for you, hallelujah, ask the doctor to look at those test results again. Let him take time to read the test result and not be presumptuous that you're suffering from the same thing that you were suffering from before. Because the Lord has corrected certain things in your chemistry, and the Lord said, do not take further treatment. Let the doctor look at the lab report. Go back and take your lab again. Because there are some things that the Lord has corrected. The doctor is being presumptuous. And so if he's being presumptuous, God said, tell your doctor to go back over that report. Go over your lab. Because he has corrected things. Do not go take further treatment. Do not go on a night or anything. I don't know who God is speaking to. Do go under that, because if you go for treatment and you already treated, God has already healed you and delivered you, but your doctor is not being attentive to the lab reports. Do not take further treatment. In the name of Jesus, God has answered your prayers. And God, everything is now in the way that God once made us to be. Hallelujah. So please, whoever it is, if you just take lab work or you're about to take lab work, let the doctor go over it step by step. For the Lord has healed you. Praise him. Worship him. He's answered your prayers. You are completely healed, made whole in the name of Jesus. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust he's done it for you. God bless you. Have a safe and wonderful holiday. Most importantly, we pray that you have a great day in your at church or wherever, praying with your family, whichever way you do it. Have a blessed, wonderful day. Remember, he will keep us in perfect peace. Who minds a state on him? God bless you.